You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. A parade in Beijing, reviewed by the big three standing on the stands. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un. And marching before them were a long array of young people with weapons, but there were some big trucks and big missiles. What did they mean? I welcome Bradley Bowman, my colleague. He's at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently in the New York Post about what he saw as a professional man and what it means for the U.S. to be done. Brad, a very good evening to you. You saw the parade. You've seen lots of Red Square parades in our history books. I saw them since 1960. I was witnessing the parade every year. And they were much the same format, long lines of young people carrying weapons, marching in goose step, and then the big weapon systems. They weren't missiles when I first started watching them, but they turned into it. What did you see in that parade yesterday, or 2 days ago? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It's a real pleasure to join you again and discuss this Chinese military parade, which is one of the largest we've seen anywhere in several years. And you're exactly right. With the leaders of Russia, North Korea, and I would add Iran, the president of Iran, not the supreme leader, but the president there watching in the first or second or third rows, Beijing conducted this massive parade on Wednesday. And to me, at top line level, it was a demonstration of the results thus far of a years long effort by the Chinese Communist Party to build a military that it hopes, among other things, can defeat the United States military in the Pacific. That's the lapel grabber. So why does that matter? Well, Beijing's growing military prowess, something they've been working on for more than two decades, following some events, particularly in the 1990s, that humiliated them and they felt were unacceptable. We've had this erosion in American security, and that has increased the likelihood of a war in the Taiwan Strait that we could have prevented and still can prevent, and it's not too late to prevent. So when you look at the weapon systems, several things come to mind, several highlights come to mind. Before I jump into some specifics, John, with your permission, a quick caveat. There's a whole bunch of people jumping in trying to act like military technical experts, trying to do unclassified open source research and making authoritative statements. And I think we need to really be careful here, because unless one has access to classified U.S. intelligence, then at times it's difficult to distinguish between something that is performative versus substantive. Is that big new concerning drone that was displayed, is that a fancy mock-up of something that's not going to be ready for months or years? Or is it ready to go to war today? Those are important questions, and we have to be careful when talking about this so we don't accidentally feed PRC propaganda on one hand, and on the other hand, we don't ignore concerning developments that are making us less safe and resulting in a war for which we're not prepared. So there's the big caveat. Some quick things that jumped out to me, though, responsive to your question, and we'd need like 2 hours for this, John, but a few highlights. The hypersonic YJ series missiles that were displayed, these anti-ship missiles, very, very concerning. doing. And those are focused, as I said, on defeating the United States Navy in the Pacific, in particular in a Taiwan Strait scenario or related scenarios. Why are they so concerning? Because the speed of they travel, of course, as hypersonic suggests, and also in some cases, their maneuverability, which will present serious challenges. Doesn't make it impossible, but serious challenges for U.S. naval vessels to intercept those incoming missiles. So we've seen anti-ship missiles before, but this new generation of modernized missiles certainly looks concerning as something to watch. Another thing to watch is intercontinental ballistic missile. We saw the DF-61 displayed. That appears to be the first public debut of this intercontinental ballistic missile. We know that China's had ICBMs for a long time. This appears to be their most modernized and latest version. Intercontinental, hey, sports fans, that's not for Japan. That's not for Taiwan. That's for us. That's for Los Angeles. That's for Washington, D.C. They are going, as we've known for several years now, Beijing is going from a minimum strategic deterrent strategy to a peer or near peer nuclear strategy, making sure that they have a nuclear triad that is modernized and capable and closer to what we have. When you consider that we now will confront two near peer nuclear armed adversaries with formidable triads, that is a very complex situation, much more complex, arguably, than what we confronted during the Cold War. So that, and by the way, as my colleague Ryan Brobst has said, this may be the first time we've seen all three of their triad displayed in this manner. By triad, of course, we mean ICBMs, we need submarine launched ballistic missiles, and we mean bombers and what are launched from bombers. So that's concerning. One more example, and we can dig into all of these and more if you want to, John. We saw this and the folks over at the War Zone did a great piece on this, a low observable tailless design for a large drone, large uncrewed or unmanned drone that appears to be very maneuverable, that could serve as a wingman operating alongside advanced manned Chinese fighters. Now, that, you know, is that a mock-up? Is it ready to go? TBD. But basically, in summary, you have air, land, and sea capabilities that are modernized, significant obvious capacity, significant potential capability, almost certainly linked together in increasingly capable command and control structures, linked together by artificial intelligence that is going to make allow Beijing to go through the kill chain, the detect, decide, deliver kill chain more quickly. And we know in combat engagements, the side that goes the quickest often wins. And they're not going to have some of the moral hesitancy we have in terms of having AI making kinetic decisions. And that's going to make them move quicker. And that's a national security concern.
Information war. We can talk about arsenal, but the information war is underway. Are we refuting that?
So in my piece in the New York Post that I published this week, we don't just want to admire the headache. We want to talk about aspirin. That's a core part of the DNA of FDD. The first point I make is that we are currently in an information war. We're seeing an information war being waged against us. And I make that comment not just as some vacuous flip of the hand. You know, we published our, as you know, John, I think we talked about it, our cognitive combat monograph in 2024, where we looked at this in detail, and your listeners can look at that online if they want to. The bottom line is China, Russia, and also Iran are currently engaging in an information war against us. They are doing the information war equivalent of launching bombs, bullets, missiles at us as we speak. For what purpose? They want to divide us from our fellow citizens, and they want to distract us, and they want to deceive us about our interests in Europe, in the Middle East, in the Pacific. They want us to be so dysfunctional at home that we are either unable or unwilling to defend our vital interests abroad. And we're simultaneously disabling a lot of our means to engage in that information war. And in the Biden administration, and even maybe in the current administration, we have this, well, maybe we don't want to hit back in the information war because it might provoke them. That'd be the equivalent of, like, you know, being attacked, the enemy's firing missiles at you and saying, well, I'm not sure I want to fire back because we might provoke them. A little bit of what my criticisms were on the Obama and Biden administration.
And 30 seconds, Brad. Right now, we have the will. Do we have the arsenal, or do we need it? And by that, I mean everything, but especially the Navy. 30 seconds.
we are moving the right direction, but we have a lot more to do. And it begins with spending the right amounts of on defense, which we have not done for a long time. And we three very specific things in 15 seconds or less. We need to make sure we're procuring the maximum quantities of weapons and munitions that industry can produce, that we're building additional production capacity as quickly as possible, and we're facilitating the faster delivery of decisive combat capabilities to American forces. Major themes from our Arsenal Democracy monograph that I did with Ryan Probst.
Bradley Bowman, Center on Military and Political Power, the FDD. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.